Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Thanks. Today we got a message from Brother Tom and Sister Karen in Pennsylvania. They've been handing out the Born Again books around town, including at a senior living home. And Sister Karen writes the following. She says, "We have been handing out the little Born Again books." Those are available on SafeguardYourSoul.com, by the way, Saints. On the store page, it's a small pocket-sized book that thoroughly goes through the plan of salvation, including the end times and how we've all sinned against God and how there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, etc. So many of you have read it. I highly recommend it. Okay, so she said, "We have been handing out the little Born Again books to people in a senior living home. Today, we received a call from a lady, one of the ladies they gave a book to, that is. And here's what the lady said. She said, 'I read that book, the Born Again book, from top to bottom, and wow, it is filled with scripture. I was saved many years ago, but I don't know if I repented of my sins. So I pray to the Lord to save me, and I also repented. And now I am telling you,'" that is, she was sharing the fact that she got right with God as a result of reading the Word of God in that little Born Again book. Then she said, "I want more of those books to hand out to my whole family and people here who haven't received one yet." Unquote. Amen. So Sister Karen then says, "Praise Jesus, the Word of God is spreading in our little town." And she put Acts chapter 6, verse 7, which says, "And the Word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Saints, if we have an iota of kingdom clue, if you will, we would possibly get behind this exploit. They're needing more born-again books there in Pennsylvania to spread in that town. There's a fire catching on through the ministry of the saints there. Wouldn't it be a blessing if a few people that love Jesus would decide that you're going to start on a monthly or even weekly or biweekly basis supporting the ministry so that we can readily supply the ministering disciples that God has given us to serve and bless with the supplies that they need and the encouragement? That would be such a blessing, Saints. I want you to consider going to the support page on SafeguardYourSoul.com and giving a one-time offering and or signing up to give a monthly gift so that these things can be possible. Amen. What a blessed opportunity it is for us to be able to supply them with more of these books. And so if anyone would like to help, just go to the Safeguard Your Soul support page and feel free to give to this project, this kingdom project. Amen. Sister Karen also said that she's giving the I Die Daily book to everyone who gets saved there. She said they might as well, as new Christians, learn this essential biblical truth, that is the cross, the daily cross life. And she said, "Don't wait like I did." Anyway, that's Sister Karen. Interestingly, before I got this message about the elderly lady who got right with God based on reading the scriptures in the Born Again book, we had just mailed a healthy box of the ministry books to Brother Tom and Sister Karen, including the I Die Daily book, the authentic book, copies of the Moments with Our Master book, all of these things designed to help people get grounded in Christ,
get grounded in the Word of God on a daily basis. But I didn't send her any of the born-again books. I don't know what I was thinking there, but I would encourage you to take this and look at this as an opportunity for you to invest in eternal treasure and in the lives of other people by giving an offering right now, if you wish, so that we can ship a whole bunch of the born-again books to Brother Tom, Sister Karen, and this beloved lady who just got right with God and wants to spread the message of the gospel through that born-again book to others in that town in Pennsylvania.
And you know, saints, the scripture tells us that the gospel is hid and the minds of men are blinded by Satan until the glorious light of the gospel, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, shines into their hearts and God convicts them and gives them faith and they come to Him. Amen. May God bless each of us to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works, the good works God is doing through us, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.